Hey, this is Justin. It is Monday morning. I'm walking to the ferry. So we'll call this the brainstorm on the scooter, but it's on the ferry this morning. A little bit beat up this morning. Did about 10 minutes of sparring after not getting a ton of sleep last night. So wanted to talk about a couple of different things. Number one, if you want to connect, send me a tweet, at me on a tweet at Justin Finkel with any comments, any feedbacks, anything that you'd like to see, anything that you want to collaborate on or whatever it is, whatever idea there are. We're inspired by Hit Record, and I still don't know if it's Hit Record or Hit Record. Just want to create a progressively building up series of ideas. So that's what this will be. So these are brainstorms. Different ideas, but the whole concept is having some seed of an idea, talking until there is some inspiration or some seed of an idea with some specific intention, and then having that seed come to reality using systems and serendipity. I like that, systems and serendipity. So let's talk about this morning. So I've been messing around with your capture systems. So here is the challenge. I loved Todoist as my action item list, and I've been I've been obsessed with Todoist for quite a while, and the challenge that I was having is I have so many different ideas, and those would all get captured inside of inside of Todoist, and it was very difficult to differentiate the hard action items from the real action items. So I moved over to Drafts, which is a great way to do quick capture, and it's a much more, especially from the Apple Watch, it's an awesome way to capture items from the Apple Watch as compared to Todoist. And inside the draft, it's very easy to review a list of items and to pool the actual action item, because I find actually the ratio of ideas to actual action items is probably 90% ideas, 10% action items. So I keep the ideas inside a draft, and then when we become actionable or projects based, then they go into Todoist. So, and there's a great function inside of Drafts is to be able to merge everything into one. So because it is text-based, you should be able to combine everything into one, so you don't lose anything, but not dealing with, imagine having like hundreds of post-its running around and just being able to pull them into one consolidated document at a period of time. That would be amazing to do handwritten. So that's what actually Drafts does. It pulls everything into one consolidated. So hundreds of notes can go into one combined note very rapidly. So that is what Drafts does, and then the actual action items can go outside, can actually move into Todoist, which does a much better job at, you know, putting things in particular times and that sort of work. So playing around with the relationship between the two of those, but ideas and concepts and things that are just being built on stay inside of Drafts and then move out to some other places. My work, I've got a workflow for things that are coming in through work. So then it's just constantly, I revisited, Tiago Forte did a post on his building a second brain, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's taking all the information that you have and building into a second brain and, you know, creating actionable results and intermediate packets over a period of time, working towards getting stuff done. And one of the big takeaways, so the things, my system has been very effective at this point in time in capturing items and mixing things together, been pretty somewhat effective at revisiting and going back to items, but where I haven't been as effective is actually tying the notes to particular projects. So what he did, and I remember this when I actually took the original course, one of the things he's taught, you know, is create a list of areas of life and projects, and then inside the areas of life and projects, notes can be tagged into those particular items. And then you can see where there's a crossover between, you know, where there's crossover between areas of life. Felt that happening at one point in time. Give me 1 second.
While I pick everything up here. I knew that was happening. I should have just dealt with it a few minutes ago. I'm going to continue to talk through here. This is... apologize for the pause there. Okay. So where do we sit? Yes. So... looking at the interception between projects that you're working, projects, areas of life, projects for those areas of life, and then the actual
where the energy is going as far as notes are going. So putting that list down, I think, would be very helpful. Start to, putting those lists down and maybe updating it on a weekly basis and just being able to capture how much energy and effort, and more importantly, where there's not energy and effort going into something that is deemed as important. So I'm going to play around with that. What else? Big there. What else? I think we're going to call it quits for this one. This is just a brainstorm and workflow. And then, looking at creating recipes for taking items, and more importantly, being able to do some sort of tag to see which items are moving to where something is about to happen, or where something can be combined to happen, because having all these systems don't work if we don't work them or look at them and keep them up to speed. But if we spent all the time, you know, curating, keeping our systems up to speed, then no actions are actually getting complete or done. So thanks a lot for listening. Have an amazing day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.